He didn't have any penicillin or nothing in those days, you know, but he'd give me something, and I don't know what. And then he told me to get Epsom salts and soak my arm. And he told me if I hadn't come in right then, I'd have probably lost my arm. The stuff was easy. Streaks were real bad. Well, I spent a week in town, got rid of that. I went back. While I was in town on that particular trip, I had new teeth made. You know, I had, in the early days when they pull your teeth, they tell you to go for 6-8 months with no teeth at all till everything gets settled, and then they build you a set of teeth. Well, I was going through that. And I had the old Doc Huffman, the guy that worked for him, built my teeth and everything were good. But they, you know, they bother you a little bit to start with. So here I am up there one night. And I was sitting there, and my teeth started bothering. I was all reading, all quiet, no noise. Reading some of Fanny's old books, you know, and stuff. And it got kind of chilly in there, and I had taken my teeth out and I put them in a bowl on the stove, on the edge of the stove. I was sitting about, I don't know, 3-4 feet from the stove. It's kind of a small cabin. And by golly, you know, pretty quick I began to feel warm. You know, Jesus, I thought of my teeth the first thing. I went over there and it just the shape at the bottom of the bowl. Just Bob Osley had gone over and stoked the fire, put some wood in it, opened it up, and my teeth were sitting on the stove and they just got the same shape as the bottom of the bowl. Well, God damn it. I fooled around for a week or for an hour or two trying to, I'd get them just warm where I could get them in my mouth and try to clamp down on them, you know, but I couldn't do it and I had to finally give up. And I put them off to the side and went along gumming my food again for another 2 weeks. And... you know, Jesse got the big kick out of that.